Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Hello, Saints. Todd here. Just a word of encouragement to you today on something that happened to me today. Just so flowing with how God is moving in this late hour, using His people to be a blessing. We pray, Lord, that You would use us, You would make us and prepare us to be vessels unto Your honor, meet for the Master's use, and fit, that is, for the Master's use, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, as Jesus, You directed us, that the Father would send out laborers into the great harvest. Amen. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few, You said, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask You to send us and use us in whatever capacity of the operation that You choose to use us in, whether it be in actually doing it and or also funding it and supplying it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Use us to make Yourself known, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you may recall recently that I was at the grocery store and a lady came up to me to get my basket, I think it was. This was about a month or two ago. I asked her. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was busy about my day. And, you know, at Aldi's, the grocery store Aldi's, you guys may have one in your area. You got to put a quarter in it, so in your basket, to get the basket. And then when you return the basket, you get the quarter back. Well, I usually just leave the quarter in and leave it up there for the next person to have it for free and easily just grab it and walk in the store. So anyway, this lady about a month ago came up to the car. And I think at that point, that one, she grabbed the basket I had. Hey, I'll take the basket. And I said, sure. And I said, by the way, do you like to read? I don't know. I wasn't even thinking about asking her, but just came out of my mouth. Do you like to read? And immediately you could see that was the Lord, because a lot of people don't love to read. Not everybody just loves to read. You know, some of you listening, you just, what is the word? You're just like a voracious, is that the right word? I hope so. You're just a reader, somebody that's insatiably loves to read. And that's why we put the Word of God, Scripture together, and the Scripture-rich books that we have for the ministry to supply and to be there for the people that love to read. We want to be in every communication venue that God has made available in this late hour in order to accommodate people's love for reading, for example, so that they can have gospel, Word of God things to read to lead them to Christ.
And if they're already saved, to nourish them, to build them up in the faith of Christ and to establish them ever more deeper in Him.
So anyway, that lady, you recall, turned right around like, oh, I loved her. You could hear it, like, no hesitation. That woman, most people, if you say, you like candy? Oh, boy. Something they really love. You know, you see their response, and you're taken back, like, whoa, this person loves candy. In this case, this lady loved to read. You could just tell. And so she gladly took two or three of the ministry books that I had available in the back of my vehicle that was already open. And then today, this thing happened again. Amazing. And again, guys, this message isn't full of great revelation. It's pretty simple, but it might encourage somebody. You know, I call this message grocery basket evangelism. So here's another story. It happened today. Again, you just got to love this, how God sets up divine appointments. I love the verse in the book of Proverbs that says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Amen. God ordains occasions to where He's going to use you and I as we're prepared before Him, walking in an abiding relationship with Christ, to speak the exact word that He wants to speak to people's hearts. Amen. And so this lady finished, about to close the back hatch on the SUV and just put a couple of baskets in there. And she brought my quarter back to me because she had seen I left it in the basket up there about 10 yards away from my
vehicle.
And so I just simply said, ma'am, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Just a kind gesture from this lady. And I said, by the way, she was walking away. I said, by the way, do you like to read? She goes, oh, yes. So again, divine appointment. I mean, God knows who to quicken, what question to ask the right person. So as I finished putting the bag in the back of the vehicle, and she gave me the quarter, and I said, thank you so much. And anyway, and when I said, do you like to read? She turned around, yes. And I mean, it was no hesitation. And I said, do you like devotional books? You know, like a little scripture with a little talk about it and a little prayer at the bottom, you know, just one a day. And she says, oh yeah. And I opened it up. I always open it up and show it to them, you know, get them started. And I just open it anywhere in the middle of the book and show them, you know, how it's just one page and per day for the calendar year.
I usually like to tell them that it's a great way to start your day by putting God first.
Anyway, the lady was absolutely thrilled, and that's the best 25 cents she ever spent. Actually, it's the truth, because it was the Word of God that she got. Amen. God wants us to help people get into the Word. Today also, I was getting some ground meat. It's on sale at a certain place. And so I dropped over there to get some, and the young man behind the counter and I have been talking the last few times I went in there, and I just said, hey man. He said, how you doing? I said, great. And somehow it just flowed, and I said, hey, have you ever heard of Psalm 37? He goes, no. I said, man, that'll bless you. And he just said, you know what? Thank you so much. I'm going to read that. And you could tell he wasn't playing around. And, you know, again, getting people in the Word of God is so vitally important, whether they're saved or unsaved. You know, a lot of times I'll tell people, you know, hey, I tell them a lot of Christians throughout the years love to read the proverb of the day. There's one proverb for every day of the calendar month. There's 31 proverbs. It's right in the middle of your Bible, the King James Bible. I mean, just little things like that. I can remember when the Lord saved me, and even before he saved me, people just lovingly communicated things like that. I don't know, maybe somewhere in our mind, because we all grew up in church, if you will, and we got misled in a lot of ways in church, right? But anyway, you know, we think we got to have this big altar call. You know, just plant seed, you know, love people, plant seed, and God will quicken it when it's time to lead them right on into the kingdom. But we have to remember, saints, that we are the ambassadors for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representatives for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. So as ambassadors for Christ, we're ambassadors of the eternal kingdom of Christ, not anything temporal like a political party or anything else, or some other kind of team or fraternal order. That's not good at all, by the way. You know, or anything temporal, not a politician, a political party or movement or anything else like that. We are ambassadors for Christ. Our first love must be Christ. And as his children, we are his ambassadors, and we are to be about the Father's business. We are to be those laborers that we're also praying for, that God would multiply, that he would send forth into this great harvest, Jesus said in Matthew 9, 35 through 38. Let me read that real quick. I'm going to make this a short message. Matthew 9, 35 through 38. Listen to Jesus. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Oh God, bless us to have compassion for those, everyone around us, Lord, with your love for them, Lord, which is unspeakably, infinitely great. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he didn't condemn them. He was moved with compassion on them. I think sometimes we forget when we're in the flesh, and I can tell you this happens to me at times, and God is good to rein me back in. But you know, we act like we're wrestling against flesh and blood when we're really not. People in darkness can be ministered to be brought out of darkness, but not attacked. And we pray right now God would give us his compassion for those around us. Now, you know, I'm going to stop right here and say this. Saints, you're not responsible. I'm not responsible to go minister to 7,000 people a day. If we just pray and reach that one person as God would ordain it. Some of my days have several instances. Like today, I had numerous instances of ministry. You know what I'm talking about. Many of you walk in the Spirit. God's using you. And other days don't seem to have as much action, but God is in control of that. And if we're just doing, we're one with him, John 17, we're abiding in Christ, John 15, walking in the Spirit, Romans 8, 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, then God is going to use us. He's in us, and he's going to use us as his ambassadors. And may he multiply his compassion in us for the lost. Because they fainted, Jesus was moved with what? Compassion on them when he saw them. Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That's why people people say and do and exhibit such hatred and evil. It's why? Because they have no shepherd. And there's only one great shepherd of the sheep, and he is the nail-scarred, risen Savior, Jesus Christ. John chapter 10, verse 37 of Matthew 9. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. The scripture tells us in Philippians 3, verse 20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the
Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our way of life, we are consumed. We are consumed with the revelation of heaven and our heavenly bridegroom. He's coming back soon.
Another story before we close here. Recently, I had to find a new place to get my hair cut, and the other place I've been going cracked down on their COVID rules and all, and I don't mask up because I'm not a slave. And they said, yeah, come on in. We'd love to help you. So I went in there, and the lady asked me what I'm doing, what I do and stuff, and, you know, had a great conversation. She actually owns the place, really nice place, and has several people cutting hair there, and lively atmosphere, really nice building and place and stuff, nice people. And so anyway, she found out about the new devotional book. So I said, well, I'd love to give you a copy of it if you like. She goes, oh, absolutely. And by the way, she told me all about these other authors, that people that are writers write books, and all about their books that they write. She cuts their hair. So she's got regular clients, just a God thing. And the nice lady that was taking everybody's money at the front, I went to pay and I said, hey, do you like devotionals? And I brought her a Bible and a devotional, a King James Bible, which I normally pass out with the devotionals. And just amazing combination and amazing opportunities to show God's love directly to people and give them something that's got substance. This Moments with Our Master devotional is 365 scripture-rich, anointed, blessed devotionals, if you will, for people to begin their day with a prayer at the end. And this, in the beginning of that book, it says that this book is not designed and should not replace your own Bible reading. But I tell you what, as I think back as a young Christian, this kind of stuff, as well as reading the proverb of the day, is what gets people started into the Word of God. We can't expect new Christians. I mean, there are Christians or people that say they've been saved for years that don't read the Bible daily, which I can't even begin to understand. I believe they're all backslidden. But anyway, we've got to begin spoon-feeding them just like you do with a child when they're a very young child, a baby, an infant. Amen. So I'll close there. And saints, please keep this ministry outreach in your prayer. The supply given by God's people is vital to the requests that are coming in across the country for us to be able to supply people with these King James Bibles, boxes of them, and also these devotionals, because, you know, they
aren't free.
Every time we put one out there, we've got to buy it from the publisher directly. So that costs money, which is a blessing, because it gives us all the opportunity
to individually participate in God's work and lay up in heaven treasures, as Jesus instructed us to do. It's simple to go to the support or donate page on safeguardyoursoul.com/support or donate and sign up for a one-time or a monthly love offering to help this ministry outreach, which is now reaching thousands and thousands each and every day with the Word of God all over the world. In fulfillment of Matthew 24:14, where Jesus said that this gospel, his gospel of the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world before he returns.
And also, you might want to visit the Because You Care
page,
which is another
button
on the website that has all kinds of other stories like this that we're talking about today, of exciting evangelism encounters where people's lives are being blessed, saved, touched. And God bless you, saints. Thanks for listening. And may God bless you with divine encounters where he uses you mightily to minister his love and his truth to others.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.